Yeah, baby. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. It is Tony Curry's checking in real quick. Not a whole lot going on today, but some rock and roll news I think is really, really interesting. We got some birthdays I want to get into as well. Check out the Tony Curry Radio app available on Android and Apple. Of course, you watch every single morning. You know about this. Download the app. Tell people to download the app. It's fantastic. If you don't like it, get rid of it. But every single person that's been on it has given us a 5-star rating. We do great classic rock and roll, and we got some killer shows. Dark Side of the Pooch ran yesterday. We have Adapt or Perish with Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Klapo. That show runs at noon and 8 today. We have Mission Minor with Michael Coleman tomorrow. We have Live Wire Wednesday, Blues Almighty, Damon Johnson Show. Get ready for the old Brother Kane thing going on in 2023. Of course, they're playing some select shows in 2022. We've got a great show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome of the Woodhouse Day Spa. Go to Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. It's a fantastic show that runs on Fridays. Just a fantastic lineup. Go to Spotify too. If you go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E, and you can listen to all of our shows, and I promise you're going to find something on there. It's fantastic. It's really, really good. A couple things I want to get into today. Prince today would have been 64. Can you believe it's been 6 years since Prince passed away? Liam Neeson turned 70 today. Dean Martin, I got his picture on here somewhere, would have been 105 today. And Tom Jones turns 82. He's still kicking. And Anna Kournikova would have turned, where she does turn 41 today. She's not dead yet. Anna Kournikova is still alive. Teresa Ponder, good morning to you. A couple things. I like going back in rock and roll history. Because I like to see what happened on this day. I always love the Trailblazers. That's why I've got a lot of not only Rolling Stone stuff, I'm looking at my walls, but I got Chuck Berry stuff, Muddy Waters. I got all the stuff that really helped form classic rock as we know it, and I really love that. And I got old radios and things like that. I love the Trailblazers, man. I took it to another level, certainly, when I was doing radio, but I really love that. So I like to go back in rock and roll history. Back in 1963, Decca Records releases Come On. Remember that song? It was the Rolling Stones' first single. Now they're celebrating, of course, their 60 tour. It would go to peak at number 21 in the UK. That night, they went on a show called Thank Your Lucky Stars, and after the show, its producer, his name was Andrew Lloyd Oldham, told the Rolling Stones manager, in quotes, "Get rid of that vile-looking singer with the tire tread lips. He'll never make it." Do you love hearing stories like that? Think about how many times you've done something. Daniel Marlowe, Chris Smith, good morning. Think about how many times in your life you've done something, whether you get up and speak in front of a crowd, or maybe you put a proposal together, or maybe you're going through an interview process, and you just totally think you bomb, and you just don't do well, and people are telling you how bad you suck at everything. Just think about all the times I've read on this radio program, on Tony Curry Radio, how many times people are like, that guy really sucks. I mentioned that Brian Johnson story. That Brian Johnson story with AC/DC. You ever hear that story? So Brian Johnson was with this band called Gordy, right? And Bon Scott, who was legendary, passes away from choking on his own vomit and hypothermia. And they're looking for a new lead singer. Well, you know, when you got big shoes to fill, you know that goes. So they bring Brian Johnson in, and obviously he sounds totally different than what Bon Scott sounded like. And Angus and Malcolm had written this Back in Black album. Well, they go down to the Bahamas, and they only got like 7 or 8 days to pull this thing off because they're running out of cash. And Brian does the album and then leaves and thinks nothing of it. Well, about 4 or 5 months later, in the mail, at his home, I think it was in Scotland somewhere, he gets a pressing of Back in Black, the LP. And he's like, oh, look, this new album I just did with this band called AC/DC just came out. I want to give it a listen. Well, he didn't have a turntable. So he called one of his old bandmates from Gordy and said, listen, do you have a turntable? I just got this new pressing out of this new album I did with this band called AC/DC called Back in Black. I'd like to listen to it. So his buddy says, yeah, come on over. So they're drinking some pints, and they put the record on, and they're listening to Hell's Bells. And Brian Johnson's ex-teammate or bandmate is looking at him going, what is this? This is horrible. This is terrible. It doesn't even sound like you. It sounds like nothing like you've ever done before. This is not going to sell. This is horrible. It's a terrible album. And so Brian tells a story where he just decided to just get drunk, threw the record out the window and said, "You're right. I don't know what I was thinking. Why in the world I think I was going to pull this off?" That was the album Back in Black. And look what happened. Thing sold like 40 million copies. It was huge. So if someone gets in your grill and starts busting your balls over something and says you're lousy at it or whatever, just believe in your passion. Believe in what you're doing. Don't listen to that garbage. A lot of people love to take you down, man, when you're doing well. I'm just telling you. Elton John of this date, Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy, went straight to number one in the U.S. It was the first album to ever do that. Is that true? It was the first time any artist achieved that feat where the album debuted number one. He would do it again in the year with Rock the Westies a year later. Also on this date, back in 1993, The Who's Pete Townsend and Chuck Berry are among the ones present for the groundbreaking ceremony of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, 7 years after the city was given the right to hold that building rights. Guests stood on a guitar-shaped stage at the construction site on the shore of Lake Erie. I will tell you this right now. And you know, I'm a classic rock guy and I love it. I got an opportunity to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and do a show on Valentine's Day there. I think we did it for like 6 or 7 years in a row. That is a bucket list. Cooperstown, Canton, Vulcan, whatever you want to do. Red Rocks, Grand Canyon, Empire State Building, whatever you want to do. If you got a bucket list of things, man, go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm telling you, if you love music as much as I do and you just love classic rock, and it's all genres, it's incredible. You can't see everything in 2 or 3 days. Spend a weekend up there. It's right there off Lake Erie, which isn't particularly appetizing. There's a restaurant called the Hornblower, by the way. But it's right down near downtown. There's a basement district, which used to be really rocking, but I think it's kind of nasty now. Debbie Harry of Blondie, back in 2004, caused a stir when she insisted on having the scheduled opening act go on after her show in Amsterdam. It turns out that the lead singer of the band Mass, M-A-S-S, also had blonde hair, and according to Blondie's contract, it's a violation of anyone on the same night on the same stage with Blondie to have blonde hair. Blondie's the only one who's allowed to have blonde hair when she plays her shows. I never knew. Did you hear that story? Did you ever know that? I was never aware of that. Finally, in 2016, I remember the story. A hacker took control of George Harrison's Twitter page, changing some of the former Beatles' biography before offering to help secure the account. Quickly apprised of the fact that George had died 15 years earlier, the man, the intruder, tweeted an apology through Harrison's account and apologized for taking over his account. Probably want to know if someone's long dead before you take over their Twitter account. And I was actually at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when George Harrison died back in 2001. And I remember thinking, okay, throw everything out the window, man. Jeff Ray, good morning to you, brother. Throw everything out the window. We got to get after the story. It's going to be big. All right. Dr. Josh Claypool will be back on Thursday morning. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. He went over to Charleston to see his daughter, and of course, he celebrated a big birthday with him back a few days ago. Great guy, and I love sitting down and talking with him for a couple hours. We'll do that on Thursday. We'll also be back on Fox 6. We'll do that show 9:35 on Thursday, so check out Curry and Claypool on Fox 6. We have a great partnership with them. Also, today at noon, I'm going to be on the Jay Barker Radio Network. You can check us out on Bama Online. See the video, see everything. I'll be on there with my good friend Kip Kiefer, should I say, as we get set for the final race of the Triple Crown. It's going to be Belmont, a mile and a half, coming up this Saturday. Is it Saturday or Sunday? This weekend. So check out the Triple Crown. So we'll be talking to Kip Kiefer coming up. And again, download the Tony Curry Radio app. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. You can just pull up TKR if you want. Just type in TKR on Android or Apple, and you can pull up all of our great shows and also listen on Spotify. We have well over probably close to 200 episodes now on Spotify of all of our podcasts. We have everything from musical shows. We have classic rock shows, we have blues shows, we have business shows, we have pet shows, we have NFP shows, we got great shows. Check them out on Spotify. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed Tuesday. Thanks for watching this morning. I'll check back in tomorrow morning. Mwah! I love you.